It's a very exciting time.
The Cornwall Business Fair was held on Wednesday, the 16th of May, on Lemon Quay in Truro.
The country covered, fantastic place to work. Top-class university.
It was opened by the new chief executive of the Cornwall Chamber of Commerce, Kim Conchie.
And Whitey KO to give assistance for local needs, not dictated.
The special guest was Phil Vickery, the famous Cornish rugby player.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. Very quiet for such a big audience, which is a slight worry. But thank you for the kind words. I think for me being here today, driving down this morning from home up in Gloucester, kind of excited. I feel like it's first day at school type nerves, and trying to think why on the way down in the car, and suddenly to be driving down with clear blue skies and getting down to Exeter, and then suddenly the final drive down, and then suddenly the countryside changes, and the skies and the sea fog coming in. But it's inspirational and such a wonderful part of the world, and I know for fact, certainly, Cornwall, for me, there is nowhere better in the world to certainly have grown up, and also the pride that people have. And I think, as I said to Kim coming, the thing which I love, and it's still kind of, you know it's there until you see it, when you see the cross-section and the diverse business there is in this county, just looking around quickly, and I think that's something we shouldn't forget. And I'm hugely proud of my heritage and where I come from. And believe me, wherever I go in the world, talk about the UK, and you say where are you from, I always say I'm from Cornwall, and everybody knows where Cornwall is. And we shouldn't forget that, because we are the envy of our country. And I know we can be stuck down on a limb sometimes. The people who drive this county, the people in this room, the people outside, because of the pride.
Phil Vickery was there to give a seminar too. So Business Cornwall was there to find out exactly what Phil Vickery has got to say to the Cornwall business community.
I think my seminar's a cross-section of all sorts, really. I think it's more to kind of hopefully indicate to people, what can be achieved. Admittedly mine through a sporting heritage with my rugby, but also going into business and the things that I've learnt, whether that be through playing here in Cornwall and moving to Gloucester, or through to England, the British and Irish Lions and the things which I've done, but also in business and the lessons that I've learnt from rugby, from the farming background, and obviously now in the clothing industry. And hopefully it'll just make people think, give people a slightly different outlook, but also I want I want interaction. I want people to ask me questions, because I'm kind of a little bit self-taught, and also I've met some very special people along the way who've given me some great advice. So I'm not here to lecture. I certainly don't know it all, but hopefully I can answer some questions, hopefully inspire some people, because I am living proof that you can succeed.
And what is it that any business person can learn from a sportsman? What are the things that you would say are the key skills or things that a sportsman can give to the community?
Well, one thing which keeps coming up with me, even to today, whether I'm sat in a meeting with John King, CEO of House of Fraser, or whether that's meeting with M&S, or whether that was yesterday with Prince Charles, the Prince's Countryside Fund, and meeting people there. You've got to have a passion for what you do. If you don't care, and if you've got no real allegiance with what you stand for, then you just become the same as everyone else. And for me, that's what sets, particularly down here in Cornwall, that's what can set you apart. People from outside of this county look in and want a piece of that, whether that be the countryside, whether that be our food, whether that be the people, whether that be our heritage, our histories. And it kind of... we have everything here.
And do you think we make enough of it?
No, I don't think we do. I don't think we do. But, I mean, that comes in time, and we have to inspire people to really stand up for what we believe in and what we have here. And it's an ongoing process. And hopefully, if nothing else today, people will go away and think, goodness me, to aspire to want to go on and prove themselves.
And, of course, there's a lot of inspiration for business with the Olympics coming up.
Absolutely. I think the Olympics is a great stepping stone for not just the county, but the whole country. And, the world's going to be looking in. The world are going to be travelling around this country. And, goodness me, when they come over the Tamar Bridge and come down into Cornwall, you want it to be a place where they go, wow,
especially with the torch starting here.
No, that's it. You know, it's wonderful. You know, it's a great opportunity for the county, and we must make sure, you know, we keep beating that drum. You know, I'm extremely proud of coming from, as I said earlier on, wherever I go in the world, I always say, where you're from, Cornwall. Everyone knows where Cornwall is. I was in Dubai a couple of weeks ago because we're in a couple of Debenhams international stores over there. One of the store managers was from Truro. One of the ladies was from Plymouth. You know, we get everywhere, and it's great to meet up and have that same kind of ethos and feeling. You know, we're a very driven bunch, really, an extremely proud bunch, and I think sometimes we just need to keep that going, because that will separate us.
I'll let you go and do your seminar now.
Ah, thank you very much.